Right now. All right, now we're just going to see.
Is it yours?
Oh, that's a handy one.
It's not a handy one.
I hope.
All right, I think we're live. Let's see if we're live.
Okay, let's see here.
And I don't see it yet.
I do.
You see it?
Yes, I do.
There we go. All right, we're live. It's GloucesterCast. 437. Chris is already talking over everything like I fucking told him not to fucking. Look at you. Oh, there's the mat. That's what we wanted to talk about. I'm happy that you have that on, actually. Yeah. So
we all are. We're going in.
So Joe, it, Chris. You can get this. You can get that hat at fishedimpressions.com. Joe Higgins is our one of our friends. He's on Rocky Neck. And this is one of his buffs.
That looks really light.
I like
you know
it.
What the problem? Okay, go sideways. Turn sideways to the camera. Okay, now you can see the octopus.
It's like the blue man. Oh, is the octopus not?
Yeah. No.
Octopussy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the best James Bond movie.
Octopussy.
Octopussy, yeah.
Fish. Pat's got the Pat. Very nice. Very nicely done, Pat.
Why, thank you, Joe.
Pat's got the link in
thank
there
you,
already.
Hold it. What's this?
What is that? That looks
coming
like
out. There it goes.
Obviously he's not Jewish. Because
Tom is Dr. Pimple Bobber. I know. Tom is, show him. Tom.
Right here.
All right, let's announce our guests. We have Tom McCants with us. This is the second time. We can't call you a virgin.
You skipped me. You skipped me.
I was going to get to you. I was going to get to our esteemed guests first.
Right.
Paula Ryan O'Brien, probably been on the podcast 5 or 6 times so far. Mm-hmm. Pat's sister.
Mm-hmm.
The only sister that actually likes me. All the rest of them hate me. Chris McCarthy is with us.
Hey, good morning, Joe. And I didn't know you had the same birthday as Michael Jackson. Happy birthday,
happy
Michael
birthday,
Jackson.
Joe.
Michael Jackson.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't know
Michael
you
Jackson's birthday was actually yesterday, but yours is today.
Right.
So, I mean,
like
close enough.
So
but
24 hours.
Would you believe MJ would have been, I think, 62.
Really?
Wow.
62. So
he's the brother from another mother.
So 9 years older than me.
9 years.
Susan Casey Lipset, good morning. Scott Blanchett, welcome. Good morning. Joey Foote. Another one of our regulars. I'm going to introduce Jimmy Dalpiaz right there.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Hi.
And over here on the keyboard, answering the questions, putting in the links, is our friend Pat Dalpiaz.
Good morning.
On the keyboard, he's on the bass.
And just a quick introduction again for Tom, because Paula, we know, is Pat's sister. The association with Tom and I is that I met Tom 30 years ago. In Jamaica, Negril, Jamaica, on our honeymoons.
At Hedonism.
It was, I got away from Charlene for a little while, and I saw Tom in the background, naked, on the beach of Hedonism, and I knew.
Just couldn't take his eyes off.
The swinger club.
Yeah.
That you were.
And that's where I met Tom.
Why am I hearing, I can't take my eyes off?
But that's why Tom is here. He's visiting us from New Jersey.
For 2 weeks.
Welcome.
So great to see you again.
Welcome back, really, right?
We had a hell of a night. Brenda Grimes Davis is with us also. I'm going to go to, I'm going to show people the Fished Impressions website. Watch what I can do here. I love this. And right there, I can bring this
to the octopus. Good.
So were you finding that the buff is lighter and easier to breathe through? Because it looks thinner.
I like the buff. The reason, I like the buff is because it's just easy to have with you all the time.
Right. I wear one in the winter, but this summer it was so hot. I switched over to
a mask.
Yeah, these are hot.
Yes.
They say they're cooler.
So that's the website. On the right-hand side of the screen, you can see I pulled up the Fished Impressions website. That's Joe Higgins, our friend, on Rocky Neck. This is another print that they have. It's
like
the
crab
print. I have one. I don't know if you can see. It has a bunch of different fish on it.
But does yours do this?
They can't see you because I have the camera on me right
now.
Oh,
you son of a bitch.
It's probably better. Wasted effort.
This one right here has, it's upside down, but these are stripers. I like this one as well. I love the blue and the white.
Those are awesome.
So go to fishedimpressions.com. Pat already put the link in the show notes. I'm going to turn the camera around. I'm going to take this.
And it is tax-free weekend. And Joe sells a lot of great prints as well, fish prints. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the market for anything on your wall, visit one of his stores, Rockport, Salem, or Rocky Neck.
Right.
And I think he said he was running a sale.
Yeah.
Plus tax-free weekend.
We got a special, so check just whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
Now, we can't go too much further, Joe, before we talk about Mom's.
Mom's Kitchen. Yeah. Patty, thank you very much. Yeah. Mom's Kitchen sponsored our breakfast this morning, and it was
so good.
To die for. It's funny because I had my daughters this weekend, and Eloise woke up yesterday morning. First thing she said to me, "Can we get Mom's French toast?"
Wow. Yeah.
And we went, her and I had some special time yesterday. We went and got breakfast there.
Nice.
We got it to go, but because it wasn't such a nice morning yesterday, it was raining.
It was raining.
But today would be a perfect day to go to Mom's.
It was hopping outside. It was really hopping down.
They have that outdoor area.
Yeah, they have in the front, in the back, and some inside.
Yep.
They're open 5 in the morning. And they open at 5 in the morning. Tuesday through Friday, they are till 1 o'clock. And then on Saturday, Sunday, they close at noon.
Wow. You can remember that, and you can't remember our anniversary.
Ouch.
We're tabling that discussion for later.
I've got some time in the
future. Wow.
Priorities. Wow, speechless.
I would say.
Check, please.
So I have some really good news to report.
Yay.
What?
We ran out of Good Morning Gloucester stickers about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I have to thank for all those years, Frank Shalino and Chuck Shoebridge made them for us and supplied them.
I didn't realize who it was. Okay.
Those two guys. They don't have those jobs. They're not able to make them for us anymore. Manny Simo stepped up because he goes through probably 90% of them on the boulevard, handing them out when he does his Gloucester Smiles pictures.
Yeah.
And he said, "I really want to have them made." I'm like, "They're really expensive, and I'm going to leave it up to you. We can do a flat image, one color square thing, or we can go all out, and I'll pay for half because he uses them all."
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up ordering die cut. I don't know if you know what die cut means, but it goes right around the edges. It's not just a square.
Yeah.
It makes it look a lot nicer. And it's the original logo with the gradient of color from dark blue up to light blue.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
And with a shiny sheer, waterproof sheer. So they're just like next level stickers.
Nice.
I have a stack of
Look at that. Oh, yes.
I have a stack of people that have sent in for stickers, self-addressed stamped envelopes.
Yeah.
And I am as soon as they come in, I promise I will get them out to you. And everybody should thank Manny for paying for half of the stickers.
Thank you, Manny. That's awesome, man. So I can't wait to see him.
So Comcast is looking for a sticker? I saw an envelope in there. It said Comcast bill.
Such a dink.
You know what?
Safatia is with us. So everybody say good morning to Madam Mayor Safatia.
Good morning.
Madam Mayor, we have two visitors of your lovely city with us today.
Yeah.
You know, I guess.
Not first time visitors.
Tom McCants and Paula Ryan O'Brien.
Tom has been visiting Gloucester for a number of years and is a huge fan.
Yeah.
We're trying to get him to move here, actually.
Well, Paula, too.
Get the prices down.
Yeah.
The secret's out. Gloucester is where it's at.
I can see why.
So here's a question. I'm going to start with Tom. I'll go to Paula. Paula, you're here regularly.
I am.
In the past year, because you were here last year right around the same time, Tom.
Yeah.
Have you noticed any different changes?
Not big enough of a sample size. Point out really, but
okay.
Over the last 5 years or so, it's
starting to blow up here. The restaurant has improved 100-fold compared to what we used to go to, you know, down the boulevard. There wasn't much of a choice. And now you got the Franklin. You know, what's the other one we went to last night? The other night? Passports.
No, I went to the place in Manchester.
Oh, Manchester. Alley's.
Alley's by Alley's Beach Street Cafe.
Yeah, Alley's. A lot Beach of good Street restaurants Cafe. Cropped up, which is nice.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, we keep mentioning the ones that really had did improve. You actually went to, let's go to Paula first.
I agree in that the restaurants are fantastic, but I don't recall them not being fantastic. I'll admit, I have always enjoyed coming up here.
Yeah.
I love the food. Yeah. We always seem to find enough and good stuff, and I love it. I actually went to Tano for the first time last night and had the pork chop because everybody talks about the pork chop on the blog, and I didn't get it.
Did it live up to the billing?
It absolutely did. It was delicious. It was wonderful.
It's the most outrageous thing, Billy.
But as far as...
Christian's dropping stuff.
But as far as changing from, you know, in the last year, I don't see a huge change. I still get that small town feel, but you feel real welcome as a visitor. That's and I've always felt that way. But I
that's because Jimmy got the plates changed from the New York plates.
He did. And now it's much. I did notice that this time. He's got the Massachusetts plates, so we're allowed
now
in.
They
and,
wave the finger. Yep, they do. Instead of putting it up.
Yep, they do.
Well, and now Jimmy knows that when he's on Atlantic Road, he can't pull up onto the sidewalk and just, like, start taking pictures and
just to follow the
ignore every other car on Atlantic Road. But as long as, you know, you can get a good photo of the two twin lights.
Yeah.
Or not the two twin lights. The twin lights.
The twin lights.
Yeah, you don't need to say two twin lights.
You do not.
Because there's already two.
Twin.
Twin.
Scott Blanchard says, in my opinion, Azorian is top shelf in Gloucester.
Azorian. Oh, I do love the Azorian.
A lot of great places.
There's so many.
Yeah. We're filthy with them. So there's that. We want to go to, can we talk about Pat? Pat did a...
let's talk about Pat.
This is
just
drinking.
So, do you want to go over the Chamber of Commerce?
Technological difficulties I experienced. Is that what you're...
No, I was happy. That,
all right. So, Joey has... Thank you for giving me an opportunity to defend
clear
myself.
The air.
Like a smain a little.
And you're on camera, so talk to
you. Right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Very amazing.
So, Joey... In our brains, he gives us the directions always to go landscape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Landscape.
You have to, but when you're typing in the, when you're typing in the title, if it's not landscape, when you press the button, it'll shoot it vertically.
You never told us that.
So I had it set up. Landscape.
Like he told us.
Like I've been told. I wrote it down. Landscape, make sure cell service. And make it public.
Yep.
Those are the lessons you've taught me about live streaming. I set it up on the tripod. I got it all going. And I tried to get to Facebook Live. And because I don't use the Facebook Live, because I don't use the Facebook app, I access Facebook through a web browser. You can't go live. So I panicked before I figured out that you have to use the Facebook app in order to go live. That was step number one. That was technical.
So you haven't, you didn't test it out beforehand.
I did.
You just figured you'd raw
dog it. No, I did test it out.
You just figured you'd raw dog it.
You know how much testing Joe does.
I was so nervous. So then I get the Facebook Live. But my phone, I will demonstrate, will not go landscape in the Facebook app.
You have to kind of turn it like almost 270 degrees sideways.
Or you have to turn it off. Turn off that.
She's going to prove to you that it doesn't work that way.
You make it go landscape.
Here we go. Hold it. Get this on camera.
Here we go.
Get this on camera.
So wait. So live. I'm going to go live. And then, so you have to go like this. There you go.
Oh!
Oh!
There you go. That's fucking side.
Mind blown. Drop
the mic.
Go
like that. All right.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Instructing me one more time.
You're fucking welcome.
Too bad I won't have.
She was dying. She was dying. She was dying to prove me wrong.
I was.
Yeah.
So then I'll admit it. So then I did get it, and I was doing it this way, and it was fine.
Yeah.
Thank God for the mayor, because of all the people I didn't want to mess up. It was
you got it.
What
figured
mayor.
Out?
Yeah.
So I'm the one.
So he's chewing in my ear through Jim's.
Well, I texted because I saw she. I didn't want the whole thing to go through sideways. That's super embarrassing.
But
so
I
I'm
texting, it sideways.
So I'm texting Jimmy. I'm like, abort. She has to restart it so she can put it in landscape. It's a fucking disaster. I'm texting him, rapid fire texting him. And I could just imagine Jimmy barking in her ear. So then afterwards, knowing that Pat has the thing that she has to be right with Jimmy and be the dominant. Like, she's the one who's puts the strap
the
on
underwear.
To Jimmy. You know what I mean? She,
the one who wears
she
the pants.
Is she wears the pants in the relationship.
Oh, is
this so
her package?
So I said so then I said thank yeah, so I sent her I sent the text I said to Pat afterwards. I said thank God for Jimmy. It would have been a total disaster knowing that it would have totally
look at him over there like
he's
the hero.
He's scared to death right now. He's scared to death what's gonna happen.
I did say something along the lines of what the hell do you think you get to help with this?
I haven't been sleeping well these one
hour. You still see shadows? Shadows with.
I also resigned as live streamer.
So,
it's the one time he's been happy I've been there.
So there was that. So, but it was a nice event, and we're happy.
It was
for
a
the
very nice event. They did a great job.
Yeah. The chamber building looks amazing. That location.
Yeah,
and I love the time capsule idea where they all
that was cool.
And they all had something to put in, and if I can remember some of them briefly, but I remember some of them put, I think it was Rockport, put their budget. She had this big thing, and she said, well, we'll take photo copies, but we want people to see that was our budget now, so when they open it up later, so I thought that was quite interesting.
When are they going to open it up, did they say?
You know what, I didn't hear what they said about that.
So Rockport really went all out and put something really expensive in there. The sheet of paper that they didn't want. They must be hurting with the budget that they.
It was great that GMG put a lobster in there.
Yeah.
So
when they open it up, the thing's going to have claws like this.
But then it fell out because Penn had turned.
Sideways. So there's that. So then you had a second photography gig this week.
I did. Yes.
At Castle Manor Inn.
Yep. I was photographing a wedding for. Chris's
sister-in-law.
And it was a beautiful day, and the ceremony was beautiful, and they held it on the grounds at the Castle Manor Inn. It went great. The ceremony went great. Pictures were going well until after the ceremony. We went inside, and people were starting to gather up at the tables and get ready for the bride and groom to make their entrance. And boom, big bang. Storm clouds came over. The power went out.
Can I ask you a question? Do you know, was the transformer close to you that blew?
Yes.
We saw the spark.
Oh, yeah. We
you
saw
did.
It. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Of all that area. Because it was a huge area. That,
Right. Yeah. So, and it stayed dark. It was dark for quite a while. It wasn't just on and off. And it was out. And it poured rain. But the staff at the Castle Manor Inn, that was the shout out I wanted to give. The Castle Manor Inn staff did an outstanding job, I think, treating their guests, making sure they felt safe, that they stayed dry. They fed them in the pitch dark. And it was amazing. They did a wonderful job.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Yeah, shout out to the chef.
Dan.
Food was outstanding. And I told him that we'd love to have him on at some point.
Yeah, that would be great.
Because he does a great job there. And I don't think a lot of people know that, you know, that is yet another restaurant.
An option.
That
you
can.
I never think to go there.
No, I know.
No, you don't think of it. But we went for dinner and it was
very good. They could do a better job marketing. They should talk to us, maybe.
Yeah.
No, I told Dan and I spoke to the, because it's owned by.
Laura's the owner.
Okay.
Laura, Yeah, her and her husband are owners.
Oh, okay.
And
the rooms are nice and they're reasonable.
Are they?
Yeah.
I've seen
it's a beautiful property.
Yeah. They went in there. Geez, I don't know if it's 8 or 9 years ago. Now.
Yeah, I think she said 9.
Not yet. And because the blog was only a couple of years, 3 or 4 years old.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember when they renovated down there.
And I went through a bunch of the different rooms and took some photos. And, you know, it's nice when there's still a lot of old, musty inns.
Mm-hmm.
That have that old Victorian, like, doily bullshit and the fucked up.
Some people like that.
No one likes that. You know what? Who might like that?
No one likes that.
People from the sticks in New York. That's who might like that. No.
Those are fighting words.
No one likes old, like, Victorian bullshit nowadays. It's played out.
It's
played out.
Only in the movies.
We want modern linens and a classic clean
line. To plug your phone in, USB port
in the table.
I feel like there's an opportunity for anyone, and I think it's happening quite a bit. There's a place called The Cove in Rockport.
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet, but I see that they're doing a lot. They're doing a good job with them on
Instagram.
They have rooms?
They have.
It's the old Pegley.
You're thinking of a different thing.
Oh, the old Pegley. Okay.
Is the Pegley?
I'm not sure. Is that?
I think it is.
Is the Pegley
because they
Cove?
Posted.
Yes.
They posted the
yes,
Pegley guy.
That's right.
The other day.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Yeah, the statue there.
So there's a lot of these places. There's a lot of opportunities for places for these old stodgy inns. For someone with especially like a younger person that has. You know, good design taste to go in, just clear the stuff out. You can even go to IKEA and get like nicer stuff than a lot of these old hotels have in them. And people will pay more money to stay in a updated hotel rather than a stodgy old Victorian.
Yeah, they do want USB ports for sure. That's a big one.
Yeah.
I always look for when I go.
And Tom, when Tom travels, he looks for the beds with the quarters.
That's what you have at your house.
That's why
shower runs that way too. You want to shower? Crazy.
And if you want to poop, it's a dime.
You told me that he turned off the hot water halfway through your shower.
That's right.
And he wanted a refund. He comes downstairs and said, "Here I sit, broken hearted, only paid a dime and only farted." And he only farted, and he wanted his dime back. So.
I still do.
Magic fingers. Carol Mondello writes magic fingers. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Those are the beds. That's what they used
to
have.
Oh, okay. Right. The beds
are
called
the beds, the magic finger.
Really? Really?
Like, why did she write that?
I was a little nervous.
I thought she was talking to Chris.
Because Tom just got his proctology.
So
great. So why don't you show the viewing?
Jeez.
So,
is this a family show?
So anyway, so there's that.
I said slow week in Gloucester. See what he's on.
So Tom, we got to focus in on Tom right now. My mother does this.
Put it up.
Every fucking Sunday. She knows. Ma.
She asked yesterday. She
every time. I'm going to put her on.
Yeah,
hi,
put her on.
Mom.
It's the eggplant.
Hey, Ma. How you doing, Ma?
I'm good. Listen, I know you have a podcast. I'm coming down now with the sandwiches. Have somebody come down to get them because I'm in my nightgown.
All right. Thanks, Ma. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Jimmy, you'll be down.
Eggplant's coming. Eggplant sandwiches.
Right.
So see, Joe, now you feel bad.
So now, and thank you.
Now he feels bad.
Oh, man.
She's out his mother, and she's just trying to do a good thing by bringing you lunch.
We're going to get eggplant sandwiches, and they're going to be phenomenal.
They're going to be something, and to have them delivered while she's in her nightgown.
You know what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. This is what she does. We're going to go around the room, and we're going to find out if you guys have, if this annoys you. When someone pulls in and lays on there, like my family members and my sister and my mother, this is what they do. They'll pull into the opening
the
of the bay of our door, of the door at the wharf, which we don't like that to be clogged up in case we have to do business and have to go in and out.
Yeah,
they pull in and they fucking
lay on the horn.
Does it bother anyone else?
Yeah, for sure.
Somebody comes to pick up your daughter and they honk the horn.
Oh, yeah, they should come in. That's wrong.
Oh,
that's wrong.
One,
I had boys. I taught them not to do that.
Well, we have sort of a
little bit of an opposite experience. We had a friend who would pull up the driveway, and when he arrived, would honk the horn like that. And he's died since then, and we miss him, and we would like to hear that horn again someday.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but his was a little too cute.
It wasn't
a leaning on the horn.
Well, it might depend on whether he was trying to get our son out of bed to go to work, or if he was what he was trying to do. But yeah, so we have Frank McCall on here saying that I'm going to say this wrong, so help me out, anybody that knows better. The Addison Choate in Rockport recently underwent that kind of upgrade that Joey was talking about with the hotels. We stayed there in June, and it was fantastic.
Really?
I didn't know that they had
Addison Choate.
Addison Choate. Really?
I did not know that. I've never been there.
I think you go through downtown, and then you...
I think it's in town, yeah.
Yeah, I think I know which one he's talking about. Tom, good news.
What?
Yeah, an upgraded hotel in Rockport.
Next year.
Oh, there you go.
You can stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to save money there.
Yeah, I don't have to bring a quarter, so you know there's a coin shortage.
And the coin shortage.
Oh,
besides,
trying to get coins.
Yeah.
Right.
But the tooting, I'm known for one of those guys who likes to give a little toot. And then when I know the person doesn't like the toot,
you lean on
the
horn.
I even do it.
Now that you know that Joe hates it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Joe hates it as much as his wife, Kate. Kate has made it clear to me that she hates it.
And so you
do
it.
Happens,
is that why you're doing it?
I apologize.
I've been in your car with the windows locked when you've tooted. It's really hard.
Well, that was because there was a tourist on Atlantic Road who, again, decided to park on the sidewalk and get out of the car.
That's why we get lobsters at
Captain Joe's. Yes,
this
nowhere
is
else.
Why you need to get up, just like that.
Oh, we're gonna bring Connor McCarthy on.
All right.
Are we ready to bring Connor McCarthy? Yeah. Are you guys in the middle of a discussion?
No.
No. Go ahead, Joe.
All right.
Don't worry about us.
Run the podcast. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Right, ready. 1, 2, 3. Connor McCarthy's with us.
Hey. Good morning,
Boston.
How's it going?
That's Sam Swain.
Thanks for having us. Sam Swain.
I can't hear
him. No.
Show me his wallet.
Tell him to take it off mute. So, I have my sound turned down.
Uh-oh, technical difficulty.
So it's not to interfere.
What's up?
We still on mute? Can you guys hear us?
I don't know.
Is he holding up a help sign?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take him off until we can find out if we can hear him. Oh, wait, I might have my audio off.
Oh. Yes, can you hear us? Good morning. Good morning.
Connor, test 1, 2.
Testing. Good morning.
Good ones.
Where's your speaker?
Good morning.
It's right there. Right. Can anybody else hear him?
I think.
No. You can hear us.
Connor, are you muted?
Hear us?
Oh, everybody hears him. Everybody can hear him.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay. Good.
It's great. My dear friend.
We can react to what he's saying.
Oh, I know. I know. I think I know how I can do this. And I think I know how I can do this. I just have to edit this. The audio output, I'll put it to here.
I just want Connor to show me where his wallet is.
Connor?
Connor doesn't carry a wallet. He carries Venmo.
Yeah.
We ready to go, Joey?
Hello.
Yeah.
With the young guys.
Connor, are you there?
Yes, can you hear us?
I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Right. See, Joe, you're much better at this one.
So, Connor, take it away because our viewers can hear you.
Yeah.
Do we really want to give him full control of this podcast?
Give me the power.
What the hell he's saying? Oh, geez.
This is my Connor, friend,
now,
Sam
I'll tell
Swain.
You what he's probably saying. He's dying to take his shirt off because he's very proud of the work that he's been doing on his physique. He's a runner. So, Connor, you're on a couple of tropics. You're down in Nantucket. Is that where you are?
Martha's Vineyard.
So, Joey, I'm down in Martha's Vineyard, my dear friend Sam Swain. And we were just hoping to tune in, say good morning to Connor.
Turn that down. You have to have that off.
Okay.
And I want to say hi to Tom. Tom's staying at my house in Gloucester, so it's great to see that he's got a bed to stay in. Tom's the comfy bed.
This is a turning point in Good Morning Gloucester's history.
And we just wanted to give a surf advisory, surf and shark safety advisory. That's Joey, it's the one rule, Joey, is not to talk and have chatter during it. So that's the one rule.
Folks, type in and tell us what he's saying.
But it's nice to see you, Connor. Have a great day.
All right,
miss
see you,
you
later.
All right.
We brought you frittata.
We're back. I feel bad. We gotta figure this technology out.
Yeah, we gotta figure that out. Well, that was the first try. You want me to work on it?
Next week we'll get Joe drunk and hungover, and then everything will be fine.
That's true.
Pat and Jimmy had lunch at Beauport.
We did.
And
of course it was wonderful. The reason that we had company. My brother was visiting. And so we went down and we wanted to treat them to lunch. And another reason that we went down there was because I like to post a Margarita Monday post. And one day it was the Beauport, and it was a Baia Dolce Margarita at the Beauport. And one of my friends on Facebook saw, she lives in California, in Colorado. And she said, that's good. What's in there? So I took a picture of the menu with the ingredients, and she liked it so well that she contacted the Beauport to guide her in recreating the recipe for a group event she was having, a distance event she was having in Colorado out of her driveway. And she sent a picture of the Baia Dolce margarita that she made. It's a blackberry margarita that's very good, and that she said that everybody loved it. So I wanted to share that story with the bartender and with the Beauport people, that they were getting some pretty widespread compliments on their recipes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That went well. So shout out to Gail.
Shout out to Gail.
Yeah.
Because she was doing, during the COVID times, she was doing the mixology things.
That was fun. I watched those.
You did?
Yeah, I used to watch. I watched those a lot. Yeah.
All right. We have Brenda Grimes Davis says, who else is excited for TJ Maxx to open?
TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx. Taj. I'm an idiot.
Taj. Yes. I was like, TJX is open.
The Indian
TJX. You think that I'd have fucking dyslexia. TAJ, it says.
It's on your list, too.
It is on my list. It's on my list. Yeah,
you're always going to talk. Take two.
Try it again.
Pat, can you put the link in for Taj? Thank you. Taj, September 3rd, they're going to share the space with Bright Breakwater Roasters on Duncan Street, one of the Serenity Group's new places. I'm going to read to you what they said. It said they're sharing a cooperative space with Breakwater Roasters and community nonprofit Backyard Growers. Taj will be opening Thursday, September 3rd. Creative Indian cuisine in the heart of Gloucester. Taj's menu includes your favorite classics along with some modern dishes full of Indian flavor. Taj will be open for takeout, curbside delivery, pickup, and delivery starting September 3rd. So, there's a link to the menu that I'll have. If you're on the Good Morning Gloucester website, it'll be there too.
And bonus, it's a Serenity restaurant.
Right, so you can... So I'm guessing if it's Serenity, they're going to be under the umbrella, and you can use your points. And if you don't have your Serenity card, you're a dope.
The app works great.
Or the app too. Oh, that's right. Forget about it. The card is basically an app now.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, this week they
one's Victorian and the other is more cleaner.
Thanks for coming, Paula. Paula, helping me out.
Paula wants to be invited back. She said. I don't know. But this week I got an email. They put $10 on your card.
It was just for Saturday.
Yeah. Right, it was just for Saturday.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a weekend. $10.
Dine in or takeout too, which was nice. But what a great addition. Taj being Indian food. So I mean, yet again, Gloucester. I mean,
another
food,
variety.
Thai food, Portuguese food.
People have
Italian
been crying.
Food.
Like there's a big faction that has been asking, crying for
Indian
food for a long time. So I imagine this place is going to be well supported.
Yeah. We just need an Irish pub now.
Yeah.
Well, like, Stones.
How about McCarthy's? Stones? Well, Stones is up for sale, isn't it?
I
don't know.
I thought it was closed.
Are they closed?
They're closed.
What did I tell you? What the fuck? What did I tell you? see if I can get that.
They're closed. The sign on their door.
There's the hood.
September.
There she is, right there. It's going to come in the middle of the door. The middle of the door and lay on the horn. Thanks, Ma.
Thanks, man. These sandwiches better be good.
These are going to be the best sandwiches we've ever had.
Hey, hey, hey. If my mother's watching, be careful.
Carol Mondello says, will the coffee now taste like curry?
Oh.
Interesting.
Actually, a little curry in coffee might be good. I put cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. Remember they said the best coffee, the most expensive coffee that's known to man is made with elephant dung?
Elephant dung.
That's true.
All these the water out of
and
the
that's one of the main reasons I don't drink coffee.
Maybe.
Mike Coderre is with us. Good morning, Michael.
Mike Coderre.
Chris, you guys went on Friday night to Ally's Beach Street Cafe.
We did. Yeah, it was a great night. We took the boat down to Manchester Harbor, used the Dockwa app. Again, for you boaters who don't have the Dockwa app, you got to download that. Great app to have if you're going to different ports or.
So the Dockwa app is an app that has it'll zone in on your location and tell you what is available for dockage spaces, how much it costs, and your credit card information is already loaded through the app. And
that's awesome.
So you can reserve a space without ever having to use physical money. And the place that is getting the money doesn't get access to your credit card.
Yeah, it was $8. $8 to park. And then we walked up to Ally's Beach Street Cafe. It's a place that we've been trying to get to, but haven't, for dinner at least. And it certainly exceeded our expectations. I know, Tom, you had what? The seafood?
I had the Fra Diablo.
Fra Diablo.
We had the short ribs.
She said, I heard last night, get the short ribs.
Yeah. I went light because, I'm watching my figure. So I got the Cuban sandwich.
Yeah.
With a side salad, of course. No, French fries.
And six drinks.
And Charlene got the scallops, which were outstanding. Drinks were outstanding, speaking of
drinks. Blueberry.
Lavender blueberry drink.
Yeah.
And you tasted it and you thought you were sitting on a beach somewhere. Very
in a spa.
Delicious.
You said it
in
was
a spa.
You
more,
said it was
more like
a
spa.
I know we spoke with Allie, and she was very proud of the fact that she gets all local fish and sources everything local.
Oh, yeah.
That was really
nice.
Good.
You could tell me Tom's dish had lobster, shrimp, scallops. And they didn't skimp. And the service was great. Robin was our waitress. She lives in Magnolia. She was local, and
maybe you could close it up and take the fucking shit off the desk, and maybe we wouldn't have to shoo the flies away. This is every time he leaves his shit all over the fucking
floor.
He's wondering why he has to shoo the fucking fly away every 2 seconds. He can't figure it out. Instead of just shooing the fly, how about you get rid of the fucking trash? For Christ's sakes!
All right, we want all the viewers to vote. Who likes Joe when he's hungover versus when he's on that game?
We'll take a roll call vote.
Yeah, take a roll call vote.
Oh, my God. No.
Ralph, where are you?
Anyway, he still got the thing. Look, it's still there. And if anyone's wondering, he refuses.
It's a hand wipe.
If you had a trash bag.
There's egg in it. That's what's causing
the
flies.
He dropped on the floor.
No, I sneezed and...
Thank you. Look at Jimmy MVP all the time. Thank you, Jimmy. Anyway, Mike Cordia wants to know, full liquor license or no?
Full liquor license.
Full liquor license.
Yeah.
There you go.
So the drink we had was vodka. Vodka. They had a bottle of wine.
I find it interesting. For me, it will never determine if I will or won't go to a certain restaurant if they have a full liquor license or not.
No. Okay.
But I know there are certain people that absolutely will not go to a place if it's just beer and wine.
Yeah, it's not, I don't know, I'll go, but like when we're going through the list of options, depends on like what I'm in the mood for that day. And it's they only have beer and wine. And I don't feel like beer, and I don't feel like wine. So we'll go to a restaurant that has, yes, a martini, so I can hold it.
Shake and not stir.
Shake and...
Brian Pitcher, the rabbit, is with us. I want to do
a rabbit.
Shout out to the rabbit. Shout out to Michael Bertolino. He's also with us.
One hungover vote.
One
from Michael. One person likes so far.
I think they like it more when I'm ranting and yelling. To be honest with you,
Yeah.
It's more boring if I'm just like stroking everybody.
Getting stuck in your craw.
We did mention Serenity's Taj Indian thing, but we didn't mention, because they did put it in the newsletter, the Little Red Rooster.
Oh, yeah.
Specializing in Fred chicken sandwiches is coming to Minglewood in the where the tavern part was, tavern, towards the street.
Yeah.
They're going to have fried chicken sandwiches to go.
Wow.
And Zach shared a couple of photos. They were doing the testing. So that's going to be exciting as well.
And they're doing some building in Middleton, too.
Little Red Rooster. I got to take this call. Jimmy, why don't you get the things and put them in front of the camera?
Sure.
Where my mother from?
Oh, here we go. The big, hold it. Here's a big pack.
The big reveal. The big reveal. Unpacking.
Oh, really? I'll bring it over.
Now you're with the camera.
Make sure you can see it.
You're the camera.
Pack. Can you see it?
So.
This is what mom brought.
I feel the heat.
There we go, the big unveil. Pat's watching.
Focusing on the sandwich. I've got a little lag here from what they could see at home.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh,
nice.
Look at that.
My God. Wow.
The smell.
I know.
If you could only smell it.
We can eat them now.
Oh.
Oh, nice. Well done.
You know what? I'm a little disappointed that she put them in the foil, because that's, as we talk about this all the time,
it's going to make it
moist. It's going to make it soggy, fried.
She just sent you a fresh sandwich.
No, you need to understand. We talk about this all the time.
Let me see it.
This should never be packaged.
Look, can I at least grab it?
Eat it.
Here, Tom. No. I'm having breakfast here.
What's the matter?
It's disrespectful.
Oh, fat.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that smells delicious. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Mama.
We need to talk about this.
Mama, you have some competition.
And we have plenty of ketchup here if anyone wants some.
Yeah.
We got to talk about the packaging next time, though.
Oh, my God. But you know what? There's wax paper in it, so maybe.
Yeah, the wax paper.
I think it's not,
like
I say, it's not moist.
I know one thing. The flies love it.
Do you
smell
them,
Pam?
No, thank you.
Pat, what's the matter?
One of those things.
Pat said she didn't like it. Oh, she's got basil in there, too.
Oh, it's outstanding.
She's got basil in there. Fresh basil from Felicia's garden.
So good.
Oh, my God, what a treat.
Oh,
the prosciutto.
Oh, prosciutto, too.
Prosciutto, tomato, buffalo mozzarella, basil, olive oil, seasoning.
What's up?
Fried breadcrumbs.
Did you bring the mozzarella from Buffalo?
I did not.
Oh, boy.
Paul, are you guys Jets fans or Buffalo Bills fans?
Bills.
Yeah.
I'm not really an NFL fan, I'll be honest with you. But Bills don't drive me like that.
Bills from childhood.
Yes, the Bills are what we followed, and my siblings all follow the Bills, and if I had to choose, that's who I would follow.
So we got that going for us. Saber Wine and Cheese is having a summer virtual wine tasting event. Did I give you the link for that, Pat?
You did. I'm going there now.
You can go to their website, and they had 5 wine experts curate these wines that they actually have at Saber that are seasonally perfect for the time that we are right now. Summer going into fall wines. So you can go to Saber Wine and Cheese. Pat just put the link in the show notes. And you can, once you're done with this, if you're looking for something to do, if you're a wine person, I know this. My wife has very distinct, she's not fussy, but she knows what she likes. But she doesn't know the brands that she likes. So she gives the characteristics of the wine that she likes. And every single time she explains it to the owner, Kathleen Erickson.
And they match it up.
And she matches it up. Wow, and she gives her awesome. A price point. She says, I don't want to go above this. And every time Kathleen nails it. Wow. So so they're having that thing. It's going through the 30 through tomorrow, this wine event. And if you go to that website, they also have discounts on the prices of the wines. So
the flavors in
the
sandwich.
Yeah, it's tax-free reading as well. Yeah, she's on. My mother's on.
Oh, back. She did good.
Everybody loves it, Ma.
Knocked
it out of the park. Look, right there, Ma. The prosciutto.
Pat, outstanding. I hope my mother's not watching, Pat, because I must say, I think we're ready.
We loved it, Mom.
Ma, what we're going to do next time, though? You got to not wrap them in foil. You just got to lay them on paper towels so that they won't get soggy.
We're all right with it. You just wrap them in whatever you like.
No, that's not the way to do it. The right way to do it is so you don't have soggy. If you put them on paper towels, they'll stay crisp. She would appreciate that.
She would appreciate the feedback.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. Leave them on a cookie sheet.
That flavor combination is so good.
The flavors are amazing.
What did we have for breakfast last week that at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Fish.
Yeah, we had the fish and chips from Turner's.
I have to tell you, I'm craving.
I am too.
I'm craving. I want it.
We got it Friday.
Oh, did you?
Sorry, yeah. And I'll tell you what, our order got a little bit screwed up, so he doubled the order for us.
He did? Did you see him there? Did you see James?
No,
it wasn't James.
No.
Wait a second. Friday, I fucking called you. I called you to go there, and you said, no, I'm not going to go there. And you went there with her?
You got a lot of nerve.
I told you. I specifically said, let's do the fish and chips. And you told, what?
You told me at 12 noon to go get it.
She knew she was going
to. And you went with Pat instead of me?
At 5 o'clock? Yeah.
At night?
Yes.
Yeah. Dinner.
That's it.
Now I have to explain. I was playing.
God, I can't believe this.
That Friday, I was playing in the flag raising and the flag ceremony at the Cape Ann Museum, and just before I'm ready to perform, my pants start ringing.
Excuse me.
Yes. You have your pants on vibrate. You put your phone. Really? Yeah. Well, it was really. Okay. I got the. Let's put it this way. I hit the high note when it was. So, and when it was all over, I checked, and it was from Joey, and I'm going, okay, it's got to be important.
It's fish and chips Friday.
Yeah, it was, drop everything you're doing, get your ass down here.
Let's have fish and chips from Turner Seafoods.
And I need to do that.
I wish the viewers could see the look of disbelief on Joey's face right now.
He fucking betrayed me.
That's not right, Jim.
I know.
Jim, that's how you, I don't like you.
Yeah.
You sabotage me, the whole thing. Yeah. All right.
Once again, who likes Joe when he's hungry?
Call
1-800.
1-800.
Place your vote.
But Jim, you really.
Over, it's
1-800. I'm not.
But Jim, really, you should have had fish and chips for lunch and for dinner.
I know where you sleep. Cut it out.
So, Joe, we were about to
talk about
Tom's. Little
it's not my
invention here. We went sideways.
Yeah, if I invented Amazon, this is it.
There you go.
Was a reader rest? A rest reader?
Reader.
Reader rest. Get up tight on him.
Get up tight.
He's
coming through.
Get my good side.
Now it's messy in here.
So right there. What? Not on his face. Why are you gonna rate this? Why are you gonna rate this grill?
His teeth. His teeth were much wider 30 years ago when I met him.
It's all that teeth.
Look at those nose hairs. He didn't have any nose hairs.
This is what happens when you give Chris the camera.
That's
true.
Tom, can you demonstrate what's going on right there? So those are his readers, and the shirt is it's not part of the shirt.
No, it's magnetic, isn't it?
It's magnetic. It's magnets on one side, two on the other side. Because you're always losing your glasses.
In the summertime, when you're looking for your readers, you don't have a pocket.
And if you lean it over the side of the boat, they're going to disappear, right?
These have been helping me to do construction. Because, they just flop around.
Yeah.
They don't come off. pretty strong.
And they can be used for earphones or ID badges or whatever you can.
I guess it's not that big.
They actually have one very similar to that, but it's more for women because it's more sparkly at Pauline's Gifts.
Oh, do they?
Oh, really?
Yep, because I bought one for
good
Paula.
For you.
I have no idea she sold anything like that.
Yes, they have them on a card and they're magnetic. So you can put them on a leather coat or, whatever you want that you don't want to pin,
We have a reader comment right now.
Yes.
We have a reader comment from one Eve Elliott McCants.
I know that.
And the question is, no shave today, Tom, with question mark?
Just me? What about Mr.
It costs a nickel to shave.
It costs a nickel. It
costs a nickel at the McCarthy household.
25 cents to run that meter.
Yeah. So.
But interesting point about this little invention is Larry Grenier from the Shark Tank actually bought 51% of the company for $150,000.
Oh, wow.
And
so that invented it in his garage, right?
In his garage, yeah.
And they sold, at that time of the article that you read, they said over a million units or something?
I think maybe $1 million, 6 months after Lori bought into the company. They had sold over $1 million.
But it's such a simple idea.
It is.
And they're only
$10 to $15.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, no, that's a great idea.
They're only $10 to $15.
Yeah.
So to make over $1 million in 6 months is quite a thing.
If you're a runner, I wonder if it would chafe your nipples.
Not if you wear it.
I guess
if you have nipples up by your neck.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to be careful where you pin it.
The most important part is you have to be a runner. And you can see all the runner bodies we have
here. Yes, you can see. Yeah.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Hey.
Pauline.
Speaking of shaped nipples, that costume during the poker run, Skiff poker run, really chafed my right nipple. The Sriracha. Sriracha costume. And Connor told me, he's like, your nipples are going to get shaved. And I'm like, yeah, right. And it did.
You
were the right one.
Aren't you supposed to put the pasties over it before you do that?
I couldn't find them in Charlene's drawer.
I don't know.
You got to check your drawer.
I don't believe you. Show me.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
You can't get naked on a show like this.
Connor McCarthy's back with us right there. How you doing, Connor?
How we doing?
He wants a shot at the title. Maybe I'm doing something. Let me see if I can.
Give us a shot. Give us the shot. We always want,
very angry.
He's very upset.
I don't know how to get
he said that you guys kept talking over us.
Oh. All right, well,
couldn't hear him.
All right, well, I'll be quiet right now. You have the floor, Connor.
You have 1 minute.
The floor. Good morning, Gloucester. Thank you guys for giving me the floor. I know you cannot hear me, but viewers, I just wanted to say good morning once again. Here with my dear friend Sam Swain from Martha's Vineyard. We wanted to give a surf and shark safety moments advisory. And, Sam, I'll leave it off to you for the, windsurf. Right now there's an app, Shark Safety, out there, O-Shark. That tracks turtles, seals, dolphins, alligators, and sharks, of course. So, be safe out there. COVID's not the only thing that could kill you. I'm going to cut off Sam for a little wave report here.
Sure. Yeah.
Bye.
He's done. Nice job, Connor.
Sam, sorry.
Let's hear from Connor's buddy. Connor's buddy has the floor.
Has 1 minute.
We're low tide at 12:30. We're going to hit Abel's Hill and Chilmark. We got 3-foot swells. A cross shore breeze might be a little bushy, but the report looks pretty good. 15-mile-per-hour winds. Just got a new board in yesterday. I think we'll have a fun day out there.
Awesome. Well, that's it. That's it for us, the surf and shark safety moments. And good morning, Gloucester. Hope you have a great day out there. Thank you, Joey.
Good morning.
Nice. Nice job, Connor and Connor's buddy. I'm guessing because we couldn't hear them, but I'm gonna guess what they were talking about.
Okay.
Their sexual prowess as young savages.
I'm sure
in the wild. Yes. Yeah.
That's why there's no women in there. Right?
Yeah. No. These guys. We all know my name for Connor McCarthy is the Silent Assassin. Because there he goes. He's dying to take the shirt off.
Taking it off?
Connor, take it off. Here he goes. The ratings just went through the roof. Oh my God! It just
the numbers just shot.
Oh, nice. WAP. Type in WAP all over the place.
There we go.
Did he get his nipples pierced yet?
Not yet.
Connor has the floor. So Connor, why don't you explain how you got this physique? What is your fitness regimen?
It is Nike Run Club. So had some Nike shoes there in COVID. They had a 50% off sale, which is great. You know, got to support Nike, and then Nike Run Club allowed me to break the goal that I've set every week for a mile and time record. That was really it. Eating healthy, having some ice cream here and there, some Turner fish and chips, and.
All right. Thank you for that, Connor. It's always nice having you on, buddy.
Yep.
You
know nice having you. Thanks for having me.
The impregnator?
What? No, not the impregnator.
Hey.
No, all right, we're back now. So you went from that. You went from Connor McCarthy. You got to pull up the picture. This is going to be Chris McCarthy at the same age as Connor McCarthy right now. We're going to show the before and the after. Put it up to the phone. You got to put it up to the camera. Right.
How do you get landscape?
Oh my fucking word! I'm gonna steal all you people.
It's not doing landscape.
Thank you, Chris.
You have it locked.
Oh my God! All right, let me get. Give me this fucking thing.
Did you wash your hands?
You can't even. You can't see,
can't see this it. Fucking
thing. No, there was a better picture of you guys. I was sitting in the beach chair.
Yeah, I don't have that one.
Oh. Patricia Wilson Fowler wants to know where the best Bloody Mary in Gloucester is.
Crow's Nest.
Crow's Nest.
Hands down.
Ka-fucking blammy. I love Paula Ryan O'Brien.
She got it in there first.
You got it in there, and you get that.
I did it first. She knocked me off the chair before I could say it.
Can you see that one?
That is Tom.
That's Tom.
If you can believe, hold on, give me this. Give me this. I'm going to go like this. That is the guy that you're.
You and I sitting there?
That is Tom. That right there is Tom. If you can believe that, that is the guy that you're looking at to the right of the photo.
He's about what?
Men's 20, head gets 28
there? 26?
30, I think.
30. And then I'm 20. Look at that.
Yeah,
you look like I'm like 22 there.
Look at him with that.
Look at the head.
Hold on. You got to come closer to the thing, Chris. There's the before and the after right there on McCarthy. How old are you in that picture, Chris?
22.
6'3". 23. 6'3". No fun. There you go. Take that.
Wow.
Wow. Look at
that.
That is amazing. Serious. Right there. All right. Let's see if we. There's a pop up at Tono. Sushi night with guest chef Sang Lee. And they.
That's the one.
Brenda Grimes Davis wants a count on how many fucks were said this morning. It's a drinking game. Well, the Ryan O'Briens are famous for their foul
mouth. Yeah, we are. You have to take a shot every time it gets said, Brenda. So
9 a.m.
Enjoy your day.
You know, it's funny. Last week we were talking about the wharf and the whiting packing and stuff like that. And it was the one week that Brenda wasn't with us.
And her dad, right?
No, her.
Oh, she did.
Her.
Okay.
She packed whiting down here. Her and her family.
Well,
that's my wife and I.
Chris and Charlene right there.
Money's oh,
right
that's here. So cute.
30 years ago.
Chris and Charlene.
This October, 30 years. That's when we again met Tom and Eve.
How cute that is.
I don't even recognize Charlene in that picture.
Look at that, huh?
That's amazing.
So it's Charlene. Well, Long. Joey, we're checking the swear jar. And we have a half a total right now. So,
Jim, what are you
we'll
shaking?
We'll count it out.
What are you shaking over there, Jim?
Put your hands above the desk, okay, Jim? Keep your hands above the desk.
How many times have we told you we're sick cleaning up after you?
Yeah. Oh, I know. We were talking about the fish boxes that Turner uses to pack
the white.
To do their
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. The 5 pound boxes. Oh man, I could see those in my sleep. I'm sure she can too. And the rewraps and everything else. Anyway, we're right there. We're right there at an hour.
Oh yeah, very good.
Thanks everybody for hanging in with us. And Jimmy's gonna sign us out. Hold on one second. I'm gonna give it to you right up close, Jim.
Show him your nostrils here.
Yeah, get in closer, Jim. Get in closer. Okay, right there. Right there. Right there. Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, absolutely no piping plovers were hurt in the making of this podcast today.
Yeah.
There you go. Everybody have a great Sunday.